This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Nikki Haley out. Ivanka. Would she be the right choice? She took herself out of the running, but there was conversation about that. The big story, though, is Nikki Haley saying that she was going in a... Well, she didn't even say she was going in a different direction. She just stepped away. But it was a nice part of the ways that happened out of the White House. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So I always say we're at the crossroads of what is ticking, what you're talking about. You're talking about that hurricane that is bearing down on Pensacola. They say it's up to a Cat 3 now. We'll talk about that. Even maybe a Cat 4. Oh, my goodness. Pray and board everything up. And people are getting out of there. That is the good news. Nikki Haley first up on the card for me. So what happens? The UN ambassador saying she would, you know, that she's... out. She had to leave her post at the year's end. That's what she's going to do. So then what happens in the future for that spot? Ivanka's name seriously was being considered. Let's just say her name just kept coming up. And even her father, the president, said no, it'd be nepotism. And Ivanka cleared that up before the news jumped all over. The news cycle would start right before 6 o'clock, you know, when you would hit the evening news. So it was abrupt and maybe unexpected. She has a rising profile, of course, as the ambassador of the United Nations, saying that she had no plans to challenge his reelection. However, she said, I'm not running for 2020. She said, I look forward to supporting the president in the next election. And that was it. And he had some good things to say about her, and that's it. At 46, she definitely is a political brand. She has a long political career, perhaps, in front of her. Remember, former South Carolina governor, now this UN position. Who knows what's next for her? So who steps in that position? There are a couple of people whose names have come up and are on the board for it. We'll see, but it's not Nikki Haley as of the end of the year. So she stays through the next couple of months, and then somebody else will ultimately step into that role. So this transition, I don't think, was massively dramatic, because she was nice about it. They were there together at a press conference, and that was it. And, Nikki Haley, the one thing that she's done pretty well is the leaky boat that happened at the White House and with the Republicans. She kind of kept that plugged up. She has only a few close people to her that she talks about anything to do with career moves, etc., just a couple of key advisors. So not very much leaks out, let's put it that way. There must be something, I would think, in the future for her because of her profile and her desire. But what that is, we don't know at this point. We also don't know, like I mentioned, how badly this hurricane is going to rip through Pensacola and other parts of Florida, and then ultimately the Carolina coastline. But Florida's northern Gulf Coast faces its most serious hurricane threat. We can assuredly say this, in a decade. Michael is its name, 125-mile-an-hour winds. Now that it's getting close to striking Florida, they're saying maybe even a Cat 4. That is life-threatening. Life-threatening surge of ocean water, where you could be talking about slamming into 325 miles of coastline. Wow. Ever walk those beaches? Some of them are beautiful. Destin. Destin is so popular that it's almost become too popular, because people wanted to get so many houses and snap up timeshares and everything else in Destin. It's popular because it's beautiful. And it's right in the eye of this hurricane, as is Fort Walton Beach, Panama City, a whole bunch of places that you're familiar with, some of you listening anyway, and we're talking about roads, homes, businesses. You know, you think about this, 9 to 13 feet where you could see a rise in the ocean water above dry land. Just think about that in your head for a second, and then think where the land is, like I said, and you're going to see just massive disaster, power outages, trees are going to be down. I hope most people get out of there. There's no way you that they should risk this. It's too damn dangerous is what it is. And then you're going to get that heavy rain. It's going to be like a soaked washcloth times 10 that'll streak into the Carolinas. I'm looking at Charleston as being one of those places. It's funny, since I've been to Charleston 3 times in the last year and a half and have really fallen in love with it, the people there just know. It's all about the low-lying areas, the lowlands, and they know that, boom, this can get flooded like nobody's business. And if this hurricane goes in the direction it's going, that's what it's probably going to be about there, about the time it hits them is what they can expect. So it's about 200-some miles south of Panama City right now. Wow, second major hurricane of the hurricane season. So budding up there with the nastiness of Florence, but this one could be so much worse. And when you think about the winds, well, that's when it just, everything becomes debris and it rips everything. Just rips everything up. That's ultimately what could happen, and then dissipates and then becomes a tropical storm warning and goes down from there. But boy, you look at any map and all you see is red. Tallahassee, totally red. I mean, on fire red. The tip of just right there in the very off the coast of Tampa, a little red as well. I have family all over that area, so I'm always concerned. Tampa Bay is under at least a storm surge watch. But this is an area that is prone to storm surge where it could really hit because of the shallow shelf water. So it could inundate those homes and those businesses and those roads. So I really hope that most people skedaddled and got out of there so that by the time you see it slam into that panhandle, you got a lot of clearage and there's not a lot of people trying to wait it out with the wind, with all of that entails. I mean, I even saw a computer model that they ran. They can actually do this now on who could lose power. That's a frightening thing, isn't it? 2 million customers projected, and that's just projected, to lose power. So we know it's nasty. Godspeed to all those people that are sitting there right in the middle of Michael. And I even went city by city and saw what was deteriorating and what the scattered showers were going to look like and what Wednesday was going to look like and how much rainfall they're talking about. Atlanta should get a little bit of that. Augusta, Georgia is going to get some of that. Columbia, South Carolina. I know some of you are listening to us there. Charlotte's expected to get a little bit. Norfolk. I was just talking to someone a couple of days ago from Norfolk, and they're expected to get maybe 3 to 6 inches. But it's the wind, it's the wind, it's the wind, it's the wind. When we come back, on the flip side, odds and ends, what else is making news? How about those 20 people who were killed in that horrific limousine accident in upstate New York? More details on that next on ATN.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag, and we go to the mailbag for a lot of conversation about what happened with that limousine and why were 20 people killed. I was talking about it a lot the last couple of days, and I mentioned I'd been on that road because it's the road to Cooperstown. They were celebrating a birthday. 4 sisters were killed. Husbands were killed. A couple that was just married 4 months ago killed. Really, really awful, awful, sad stuff. And upon further review, they're saying that the car really shouldn't have even been on the road. And that's, in the opinion of some that were looking at it, is part of the reason why it had... the people inside had no chance. I listened to what a first responder had to say, this guy that was on the scene, and he said, people were alive, we were pulling them out, and then he just started to get choked up and couldn't talk because they all died. Everybody died that was pulled out of the limousine. 2 people that were on the road at the time, on the side of the road, they were killed. Apparently, looks like the brakes could be faulty. The National Transportation Safety Board, they're going to have to make that decision. They're investigating, ultimately, what do they come up with? Doesn't matter. Can't bring back those people. What do you tell the mother who lost the 4 daughters? What do you tell anybody involved in this? I mean, this New York disaster, I think, should alert every single person listening to this show right now. If you're jogging in this morning and you're listening to the replay, if you're listening to me live, because I know how the world is, sometimes you're on the third shift, sometimes you're not. I'm telling you, if you want to surprise someone and you're renting a limo, and I know a lot of people that do that. I mean, I've been part of those groups where we say, okay, nobody's driving, so that's great on us, and we get this limo. But I think it really brings up the questions of, who's driving the limo? What is not, are they certified, a million different kinds of questions. It's like, you know, the other said something interesting to me. He said, remember, limousines are basically welded together. Think of what the middle of the limousines are. Think of some of the really super big ones. And the one that we're talking about, the stretch limo, people were really jammed in. So you've got regular SUVs that have been jacked up, and he made that point to me, and this is what I'm reading in some of the reports from people, a converted 2001 Ford Excursion. That's what it was. So the modifications, was that part of the problem? Was there some other factor that contributed to what to this tragedy? You know, what is it? Prestige Limousine Chauffeur Service is what it was. And they're doing a detailed internal investigation to determine the cause of the accident. But I think that you got to look at limousines, man, and we got to look at regulations and whether really they're good enough. Would you want to get into a limousine right now realizing what it's been converted from? And yes, I mean, just because somebody has an accident that's the most horrible accident we've seen in a very long time, do you panic? I think it makes you take a closer look at what you're getting into, who you're trusting with your life, and doing a little sleuthing. Even before the accident, some of the people in the limousine were texting that they didn't feel safe. It was kind of like a foreshadowing moment. So this needs to be, I think, a wake-up call to anyone who is thinking of renting a limo. Just be very careful with these converted limos, because a lot of them are converted. They're smaller, and then they make them bigger. This is a big thing because of the way they jack them up, the way they look. They look cool, but how are they lengthening them? How are they raising them? How are they making the aftermarket adjustments that they make? How are they modifying it? That's got to be a very, very big concern to anybody who's thinking about this. So anyway, I went off on a tangent, but a couple of you sent me notes about this. I got this one from Alfred, who says, Kate, I have driven limousines, I've taken limousines in my life, and I think what's really to blame is the fact that somebody gets a limousine and they do all kinds of adjustments to it, and then they take too many people in it. And that's the problem. It's human error. I mean, the driver wasn't even certified, for goodness sake. As someone who's driven a limousine, I know just how risky that can be. Then I got this one from Pat, who says, boy, I'll tell you what, I've ridden in all kinds of situations, been picked up from parties, gone downtown from further away in big cities. I live in a rural area, and often I take the whole Uber Lyft deal, but I don't worry so much about that. There's people that I've come to trust and know when I look at their record, but that's different than this limousine where they were stuffing them in like they were stuffing olives, and obviously there were a lot of problems. You feel really sad when you read the story of the crash and what happened, and how so many of those were family members. And no matter what the NTSB says, Kate, it can't bring back the lives of the people that were lost, and they were young. There was even some newlyweds. Yeah, there were some newlyweds that were in the limousine. It was supposed to be a big, fun party. And I think it was, I said this, what was sad was listening to the first responder really start to cry, get choked up, saying that people were alive when he's pulling them out, and of course none of them lived. So I hope that other people take a close look at it. I mean, look, is it fun to ride in a limousine? Have you ridden in a limousine? But there's different kinds of limousines. So I guess it's good to really dig into the background. Sometimes we get fooled into that security, that sense of security, and we don't poke around enough. And I hope this makes people ask some more questions. That's all I hope. All right, so how about this one? This from Anthony on Hurricane Michael. Oh, Kate, looking at Pensacola, it scares the bejesus out of me. I have family members there. I heard you talk about Florida State and the fact that Florida State is basically shutting down and telling people to go home, and that's a smart decision because thousands of people would be there on campus, and it's right in the eye of what looks to be a horrific storm, and who knows what the water is going to bring. I mean, just be a wall of water, and trying to escape that would be ridiculous. So I hope people are paying attention to other people and their local news, etc., and they are boarding up and getting out, and they're gone by the time you possibly read my email. Yeah. And seeing the red, the big giant chunk of red that just screams, get out of there. And that's what it looks like to me. I mean, it's, you know, nasty, nasty stuff. All right, then there's this one from Craig who says, Kate, Anthony Weiner, who screwed up a lot of lives, is being released from prison early. I think it was one of the dumbest moves of Hillary Clinton to stick with his wife, Huma Abedin, when Anthony Weiner was so toxic. But anyway, he's supposed to get out of prison 3 months earlier than originally was scheduled. So what gives with that? Yeah, he, remember, this was since 2017. He pled guilty to one charge of transferring obscene material to a minor in a federal court. And it was a 15-year-old girl, and it was a social media site for a couple of months. So they're saying that they're for good behavior, for whatnot, that he gets those months, I guess, shaved off. He was sentenced to 21 months altogether in a federal prison. So his prison term would have ended in August of 2019. His new release date, I guess, is May. And it is because of good conduct, time earned, that kind of thing. And that's typical of what could happen, which is why, you know, that's why they're saying that. So, wow. He really did. He tanked a lot of people. I mean, he tanked Hillary Clinton's, because remember the whole email thing, the FBI investigation, surfacing, you know, the email server on his laptop, and the former FBI director, James Comey, announcing the discovery election day. And yeah, he definitely has some serious egg on his face for not just that, but a couple of different things. He gets the pass the first time around, then it happens again, something happens, and then he has the latest thing that happened with the 15-year-old girl in 2016 that was just, like I said, toxic to everyone around him. Wow, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Anthony Weiner. Hang with us. We jump over to the other side, and we're going into the man cave. Talk a little sports here on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael is now forecast to be close to a dangerous Category 4 storm when it crashes ashore on the Florida Panhandle. meteorologist Tom Sader.
At this time, this is already a deadly storm. It's taken 13 lives in parts of Central America and heavy rain in western Cuba. But we've been waiting for this entire intensification to kind of encircle the entire center. When that happens, it's like really pulling the cord on a lawnmower engine and all the cylinders are firing up. The water is extremely warm. The rain totals we could see around Panama City to even Tallahassee, 8, 10 inches.
20 million people are under hurricane watches and warnings, and the projected path stretches to New Jersey. Michael is traveling across the Gulf of Mexico at 12 miles per hour and is now only a few hundred miles from Panama City, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Great pipes. Man cave we go. Someone said, why don't you call it the she cave? What's the difference? Man cave, she cave? I mean, maybe the decor would be a little different. I'm just saying. We might be talking about a few different things, too, as well. In my case, though, and somebody asked me to talk about this, when you're not listening to me on America Tonight, I have a show on NBC Sports Radio Network. It's syndicated as well. You can get it on Sirius XM 205, or you can download the free NBC Sports Radio app. I'm on from 3 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. So I've said this before, I'll say it again. This is my three passions, politics, business, and sports. So I feel really fortunate to be able to deal my own destiny and fulfill that, and with my other love, which of course is radio. And here's the deal: if you want to keep up with me, you can go to katedelaneyradio.com, and on my other sites, as asked about this, it's really simple. Kate Delaney Speaker. Kate Delaney Speaker is my Instagram. Kate Delaney Speaker. In fact, Grimm is on it. He makes really some pithy comments at some of what I post. But you get to see a real peek behind the scenes with video and photos and stuff. In fact, that's my favorite place to go. So to catch up and let your thoughts fly if you see something you like, or just to get like a glimpse behind the scenes, go to KateDelaneySpeaker.com. Just can't have enough outlets, can we? All right, speaking of outlets, the Yankees and the Red Sox, after the Red Sox thrashed the Yankees, they beat them and they win their American League Division Series by beating the Yankees 4-3. So Boston survives a dramatic ninth-inning rally by New York because New York was coming back in the game. They were not going to say, we give. And that's the thing. Between these two teams, there is a huge rivalry. So this was huge. It was a two-run rally in the final inning, a final out instant review play at first base, so they had to sort of hold off the celebrations. But now the Red Sox move on to the American League Championship Series. It's their first time since 2013 after marching into Yankee Stadium and sweeping both of those games. This is huge. Huge for Boston Red Sox fans. I know we have some of them listening to us. Probably there were some Yankee fans listening as well, because I know at WVNJ, a fabulous station that carries us in that kind of that tri-state area, some of you might be Yankee fans. Yankees, I give credit, after they were shellacked, and that was the big problem the day before, being able to come back, bounce back after that humiliation, because it was a humiliation. How badly they were beaten, 16-1. I mean, the Red Sox just killed them. Any kind of play you can imagine, it happened. So going into that next game and Boston leading 2-1 to be able to bounce back that way and make it interesting and almost pull it out, I thought that was, I thought that was pretty good. Very good, as a matter of fact. All right, we turn to NFL news, because if we were hanging around the cave, we'd be talking about the NFL. And it's a big, giant reminder to you that we do that Nail the Score thing on our next show, first hour, last segment. Tune in, shoot me a quick email, or call in, and let me know who you think is going to win the game of the week when I announce it and what the final score is going to be if you nail the score. Woohoo! Lots of prizes will be yours and bragging rights, too. We've had two winners in the past. They were excited. It was fun. And you could be the next winner. I'm also giving out weekly prizes, so I just pull names. Chances are, if you participate, you will eventually be a winner of that. Who knows? You know, get a couple of hot wings, get a meal at McDonald's. I don't know. Could be anything. There's a couple of things that are on the table. And that's just for participating. Somebody, one name each week is drawn, so it may be yours. That'd be sweet, wouldn't it? Anytime you win anything, people go crazy over anything they win. I think it's more about saying you won. I think it's that feeling of winning. In the world of football, Chargers owner Alex Spanos died at the age of 95. That's a long life. He purchased 60% of the Chargers in 1984 for $70 million. He wanted to own an NFL franchise. He did. And he bought out other shares of several minority owners. He owned 97% of the team at the time of his death. And, of course, for him, I'm sure the Chargers reaching the Super Bowl in the 94 season was a big deal watching them get there. The Chargers moved from San Diego to L.A., in early of 2017, and a lot of people are talking about his impact on the game. 15 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren. What's interesting is Alex Spanos' wife died earlier this year in August at the age of 92. So you think they were together for a long time. Sometimes I think there's something about that sort of broken heart deal. A lot of people are saying that about Barbara Bush's passing and the former president, George Herbert Walker Bush, and how long is he around after after her death. But he seems to be okay from some of the latest conversations I've had with people who are familiar with, who know the Bushes. So that was a mega deal at the time, $70 million, but that is a song compared to what the Spanos family gets and what the Chargers would be evaluated at. The numbers, when they look at this, I was just looking at a story about the NFL's next five $100 million mega deals. What would the contracts in the NFL look like? I mean, $100 million is a crazy number, isn't it? Quarterbacks, $100 million, looking into the crystal ball, who would that be? Well, you look at Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seahawks. Want to know what he gets? 4 years, $87.6 million. He's a free agent in 2020. You look at, you got to think Pat Mahomes is going to get paid something, but he's not anywhere near that. The salaries and the salaries for different kinds of players, but really quarterback is where it pops open. Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, highest paid quarterback. And then somebody else trumps them. The key thing is the guaranteed money, not the maximum value, but the guaranteed money. Who is that? And Russell Wilson is one of those people. Pretty interesting, isn't it? The NFL is all about what's happening the next week, week six in the NFL. And it features a couple of interesting games. The Browns, how many overtime games can you play? They've played three overtime games. They won this last one, thank goodness, for Baker Mayfield, the quarterback and the team. So they are 2-2-1. Isn't that a strange line? They take on the Chargers at home. Their fans were so energized last time. Chargers are only a one-point favorite in this game. There's something to the magic of Mayfield, I'm going to say, that he might win another one. So then they would pick up their third. What in the world's going on with the Dallas Cowboys? A situation where they have to win the game. There they are, 4th-and-1, and they don't go for it, even though they've gone for it so many other times, and they've been 90% successful. Instead, they decide to punt in overtime, and they lose to the Houston Texans on a Sunday night game. Now, they take on Jacksonville at 2-and-3, although this is a home game for them at AT&T Stadium. You could just see the discussion even after the game. Players were talking about not going for it on 4th-and-1. So here we go. I mean, Jason Garrett, to me, if they continue to play this way, I would say his tenure as the coach could easily unravel. Let's put it that way. And I think the decision when you're in overtime, when you have to close the deal, sometimes you got to take some risks, and that would have been a well worth it, I think, risk. Do I know? Do I have a crystal ball? And I can look into that crystal ball and say for sure, of course I can't say that. Of course I can't. I mentioned the Hurricane Michael we've been talking about a lot, with it bearing down on Tallahassee, not just Pensacola. Tallahassee, right in that area, Florida State. The Seminoles practiced on Tuesday morning. Coach Willie Taggart said most of the team was going to leave town afterwards. Florida State has a bye this week. They play October 20th against Wake at home. And we'll see what kind of condition the field is in, because the storm is expected to make landfall along the panhandle on Wednesday afternoon. They got to get the students out, so that's why they get the quick practice in, and then we're out of here. We're done. We have to readjust. That's exactly what we're going to do. We are readjusting, and then we're back on the flip side, diving back into the tsunami washing out of Washington, D.C. A couple of my takes next on ATN. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
The clock is ticking on one of my favorite things, because, you know, I interview a lot of authors on this show for a reason. I find it fascinating about just a regular person who lived a different kind of life diving into writing books, whether they're retired for fun, because they're curious, whatever it is. And as we approach this final segment here for this hour with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight, I have been watching The Great American Read. Do any of you know what that is? So as much as some of you might trash PBS, now I don't know why you trash PBS anyway, but The Great American Read has been tremendous. They've got these 100, a list of 100 chosen books like that everybody was writing in that they read. So what is the all-time favorite book, and how do you boil that down? And some of the books are cool. From everything from like Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged, which of course I've read that, Catch-22, Joseph Heller, The Call of the Wild, Jack London, The Alchemist, Paul Coelho, John Irving, A Prayer for Owen Meany. I've never read that, but now I want to read that. The Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, of course I read that. The Curious Incident of the Dog, In the Nighttime, I haven't read that, but now I want to read that. and just a slew of other really interesting books. Andy, I'm curious, our technical maestro, you and I were talking off the air, and we were talking about this. Do you have a couple of favorite books or a favorite book you can remember reading?
It has changed over the years and stuff. I think the most current book I can think of would be Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It was a favorite
of mine.
That's
a good one. I like it.
Really liked Hunter S. Thompson, Ernest Hemingway. When I was a kid, I really liked The Outsiders by S.C. Hinton. That was one of my favorite books as a young adult.
Outsiders are good.
Teenager more.
Right. Yeah. Outsiders are good. Did you, when you were a kid, did you read E.B. White's Charlotte's Web?
Yeah.
Everybody read. I mean, that has to be a book. It's just a kid's book that everyone's read. Or did you read Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger? That's another book that a lot of people have read.
Didn't like Catcher in the Rye.
I didn't either, and people always attack me for that. How
me
can
too.
You not like it? How can you not like that book? How do you? I mean, you like so many things. You can relate to men. How can you not like that book? I'm like, you know what? It bored me. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Well, he was a jerk, and you're supposed to feel sorry for him. And
that's it. That's it. You know what? That's exactly it. Like, he's like a hipster.
Yeah.
I'm a hipster, and I want to hit the hipster. I don't know. I felt the same way as you. I am so glad you said that, because you're the first person I met that will admit they did not like J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye.
And then
my parents
read Charlotte's Web to me when I was too young to read, so.
Yeah.
That was
nice. You probably liked it. If they were decent at reading it, you probably thought it was pretty good. I don't know. There's a message there, and when you're young, it makes sense. You can understand it.
Yeah.
I like it.
My mom would always make sound effects in the books.
Well, there's mom's sound effect again. Let's see what she's got up her sleeve now. And then look, and then you go into where music and sound is so important to you. That's hilarious. Did you read the Harry Potter series?
I got to the fourth book. I think it was The Goblet of Fire, and I lost interest.
Yeah, me too. We have something in common with the whole book. Once I lose interest, I can't force myself to do it. And I read a handful of them. I think I got to four. I'm pretty sure I got halfway through the fourth book, and that was it. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. I was tired of the whole, it just seemed too contrived to me, or I just lost interest in it. I just couldn't keep it going.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I'll tell you what book I like. Here's the books I like. I liked Fear and Loathing in Vegas, too. I liked it. I didn't like the movie, but I liked the book. I love The Godfather. I just like the book because the lines in it are so incredible. Swim with the Fishes, you know, that kind of thing. I liked Gone Girl, and I actually even liked the movie, but I liked the whole Gone Girl twist of the narrative of how they talked in that book. These are some off the top of my head modern ones. I always like Michael Crichton because, you know, he was so off the charts ridiculous with some of his books, Jurassic Park being the one that everybody always talks about. I liked Larry McMurtry. I love Lonesome Dove. I thought that was a good book. I'm sure that's on the list of the 100 top books. I'll tell you another, as much as I like romance, but again, I don't like it contrived. To me, I think the story of Nicholas Sparks is cool. He was a pharmaceutical salesman, and he was writing The Notebook as he was, and he talked about this in the latest episode, and he was writing the book The Notebook as he was visiting these doctor's offices, so that's pretty cool. And the idea of The Notebook, the wife doesn't know, and he's telling the backstory, I think that is very well done, but I didn't go gaga over The Notebook. I just didn't. I like all the Tom Clancy kind of books, so I definitely slant toward sort of mysteries or twisted endings that aren't as contrived, I think, or what you expect. So that's it. Not as contrived. That would be the same word. And I like The Outsiders, too. It was good. That book really stands the test of time. But I'm just curious, and you know, next hour and every single night, it seems, at least lately, I've been introducing you to different authors, people who I think are really interesting in some of the kinds of books that they've written and the fact that they've had this desire to write, but they had families and careers, other kinds of careers, and then they went back and did the book thing is awesome. I like some of the Stephen King books, but I haven't read all of them. I've read just a handful of them, so I'm not an expert on Stephen King. I do like his writing, though. And I like, I'm going to give you one more that I liked. I like some of Kurt Vonnegut's books. I'm not gonna say that one though. I'm gonna say that I like Dean Koontz's Watchers. Kind of scary. I don't know where this is going. I would put that on my list too. I mean, there's a lot of books.
Did you like Chuck Palahniuk?
Yes. Wow, that's interesting that you brought up his name. Isn't he from Minneapolis? No.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
No. Another kind of in that same style. Definitely. So I'm curious if you like to read, and if you are, what's your favorite book? Because they kind of got me on this thing now. Send it to me, Kate Delaney, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's the best way. Just tell me what your favorite book is, katedelaneyradio.com. I would imagine that, and I hope people really clear out. I think the big story and re-racking that outside of Washington, but still being talked in Washington, is Hurricane Michael, Cat 4 hitting the northern Gulf Coast. There's going to be people that are huddled with family and hotels and all that, but at least, hopefully, most of them are safe. Politically speaking, the tsunami that ran through Washington, D.C., happened in New York. The departing UN ambassador, that would be Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley leaving that job at the end of the year. So she was gone, and she's going to go. So President Trump praised her, said she did an incredible job, announced she would resign at the end of the year. They had a press conference at the White House. And you know, you've got John Bolton, you've got Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, you got a slew of other people I don't see jumping into that job, but there are definitely some candidates that could fill the shoes, but they're tough to fill because Nikki Haley was a known entity politically speaking, and I think she's going to run. I see her, especially given her profile, who she's been talking to and who gives her support, I see Nikki Haley as somebody who runs for president. She's 46. I see her running as president, not next time around, maybe the time after that. What is her next move, though? She didn't really say anything about it. What is it? I would assume if she's going to try to go for the presidency, she's got to make some cash, so she's got to get out of a UN gig. That could be what it is. And the whole thing of raising money and keeping your profile high out there. The band is playing me off the stage. So thank you very much for listening, all of you out there, to this Hour of America tonight.
Good hour. Yeah. What was that? Okay. Sounds good.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.